time for our weekly get-together with Mike Lombardi. Joins us on the Harbor One Hotline, sponsored by Town Fair Tire. Needham Bank, can we be your bank? Hello, Mike Lombardi. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you. Happy holiday. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
All as well.
Same to you. Everything is great. We think everything's great up here.
Yeah, we'll
find
see
out. We'll find out tomorrow night about 11:30 or something like that. I wanted to start with something I heard on your podcast, GM Shuffle, because you had told us before you thought it was more likely that Tom Brady was going to stay here. And on the latest version of your podcast, you are now leaning that Brady might not be here. Now, we're trying to figure out and going through the various steps. The first step would be, does Bill Belichick want Tom Brady back with his team, or does he want to move on? Is your opinion, your change of opinion, based on any of that or what Belichick wants to do?
My change of my opinion is based on just how the last eight games have gone, 4-4. And I think any decision that anybody makes, and I said this on the pod, that you make during the season about the next season is always going to be the wrong one. And I think this is going to take some 30 days after the season, whatever it is, maybe after a Super Bowl win. You know, it's going to take 30 days to really decide, because I think – we are in uncharted territory. I know Tom says he wants to play. I know all that. People go on forever. But I think after a long season, I think people take some time to reflect. And that's where my uncertainty comes in with everything. Because there's the person who controls this more than anyone is Tom, because he won't have a contract next year.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Doesn't Belichick really control it? Because if Belichick, if Tom wants to stay here in New England, we truly think he does, he still wants to play football. He reiterates that every other week. Then if Belichick says no, or Belichick comes back and says, 1 year deal and we're going to do cheap dollars, then it goes into Tom Brady's hands, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. I think, obviously, you know, wanting to play and agreeing on a number are two different things. They're two different things. And I don't disagree with what you just said. I think they're two different things. And I just don't know if you really understand who Bill is as a person, if he can really make that decision now. That I think it's going to take 30 days after the season to decide where they're going, where they're headed, how much money they would allocate to all these variables.
Oh, I agree with that.
Too many variables.
No. I think we all agree with that, because you don't know now. You don't know who your next quarterback would be, and you're right, because you've still got dead money with Tom Brady if he's not here. So a lot of it is financial, right?
Every decision in football is financial. I mean, there's the personal decision, and then there's the financial one, and it's got to work for both. I think it's more than anything. I think it's got to work for both. I mean, look, both of these gentlemen have done an incredible amount of work to enhance the value of the franchise. And I think that's really, that's not talked about. Both gentlemen have contributed to that.
So, the defense, which was earlier in the year being heralded as the best of all time, or possibly one of the best of all time, 85 Bears, 2000 Ravens. But recently, when the competition has increased, they've been, I guess, struggling or trying to stay up, right, without interceptions and turnovers. Do you think that's because of the competition, or do you think it's more of maybe the fact that they don't have a defensive coordinator, or maybe Bill is spending too much time with the defense, thus not paying attention to the overall game?
No, I think it's a combination of it. Obviously, they played better opponents. I mean, they're 4-4 over the last eight games. No one's going to deny that, right? They still allow under 7 yards per attempt, in the last eight games, and they've done a good job. They've only allowed 11 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I mean, they've really done a good job in that area. They're only 32-for-99 allowing third downs over the course of that time. You know, they lost to a really good offense at Kansas City. You know, the Miami game is hard to explain. It really is hard to explain.
Do you just throw that one out? I mean, because I don't think
throw it out. I think it's going to help you this week, because I don't think Tom, Gilmore, I think all their good players have to play really good for the Patriots to win. And if their good players don't play good, like most teams, then no team's going to win. You can't overcome a game to where your best player doesn't play his best.
Mike, I want to go back to Brady, because, you know, I'm wondering this playoff run, how important it is to maybe create a market for him. And that might sound crazy because he's the greatest quarterback of all time, but let's face it. I know there's a lot of factors. It wasn't the greatest year statistically. The last game against Miami was probably his worst game of the year. And you know, owners and organizations, they feed off of maybe what they've last seen. I mean, if he goes out and throws up another stinker here Saturday night and they lose, does that affect, you know, what's out there for him if it's another organization?
You know, I don't think so, because I think there's two teams that certainly have huge stadiums and huge markets that they probably would love to have a player of the caliber of Brady play for them. So I think that there's more what Tom brings than just performance on the field. And again, I don't know what that is. I don't know where Tom's mindset is. I think that's really as important. I think, you know, saying, I think it's going to take at least 30 days after the season, because most players, let me be brutally honest, most players after the season, whether they're 28 or 42, want to retire. Christian, you could speak to that. I mean, after the end of the season, you feel like, I can't do this again.
Yeah, and then you kind of recover and you go, oh, it's not that bad after all.
But that's right.
So here's my question is, on the open market, what's Brady's value?
That's a hard one, right? That's a hard one. You know, well, it's a short-term deal, right?
Yeah, let's go 2 years, right?
Let's say 2 years, you know. I mean, is it worth 2 years at you know, I mean, look, is...
Would you give him 2 years? Would you give him Drew Brees' deal now? Would you?
You know, I mean, it all depends on what the team I had around them was. Yeah, I think certainly...
But
those factors play in as much as anything.
Wait, but does it with Brady, though? I figured it used to be it doesn't matter what you give him or what you bring around him. Well, he's the best at what he does.
But he's only been in this system. He's called these plays for how long? Changing the... You know, say he goes to... Say, and this is all hypothetical, which, you know, is... If he decides he wants to go play in Las Vegas and he's going to run the West Coast offense,
no.
20 bingo cross, I mean, is that what...
Why banana?
Is Gruden going to change that? No. Spider 2, why banana?
Yeah, I mean, but so, you know, so would you give him...
I have a hard time answering your question.
No, it's not that hard, really, because we all have our opinions. I mean, it's whether... Because I think, okay, what is his value? Like, honestly, this is what you do for a living. So,
yeah.
I mean, what would you pay him? If I start a new team, Fourier's fighters, okay? Fourier's fighters. I hire Michael Lombardi to be my GM. I want Tom Brady. What is a real... You come to me and say, hey, I'm going to pay Brady X.
Who's the starting quarterback? Like, who's on the team? How much money do I have?
You have as much money as you want. I'm Dan Snyder.
If we're playing with Monopoly, buddy, yeah, pay him $35 a year. What do you care? Right? I mean, you know, if it's Monopoly money, you know, what do you care? I mean, I don't... I think it's a... I mean, that's you... You know, that you're right. That's what I do for a living. You appraise talent. But you also have to appraise it based on the market value of your team.
Yeah, but when you're talking about stadiums, big stadiums, so Dean Spanos probably would pay Tom Brady an awful lot of money. Why? For marketing purposes. Got to sell personal seat licenses. But again, does Brady want to do something like that? Does he want to be part of it?
We're all having a conversation that no one really knows.
No, you're right.
Okay, well, hold on. Here's a better scenario. You're the GM of the LA Chargers.
Oh, here we go.
You're the GM of the... Now let's play a little more, less Monopoly money. Dean Spanos, you're in L.A. You're basically the redheaded stepchild of all those other things that are going on in L.A. That's your team. You have your talent. Two-year deal. What do you pay him?
I couldn't pay Tom. I wouldn't sign Tom. It's the Los Angeles Chargers.
But you have to pay him. Spanos comes in, smacks you around.
I would not put somebody.
You don't
want to
answer this question.
Let's finish this
behind that offensive line. I would not put somebody.
Okay, but
that
I'm telling you, I own the team. I want you to sign Tom Brady.
If we don't get a left tackle, we don't matter if we sign Tom Brady.
All right, we'll move on from Brady. I want to ask you about this game. We're talking to Mike Lombardi. How much is it? Is it just all? Can they control Derrick Henry? Can they stop Derrick Henry? Is that what it comes down to?
I mean, think about this. The greatest coach of all time. And you're asking me if he can stop a running back. When is ever a running back going to beat him? I mean, LaDainian Tomlinson. I mean, Thurman Thomas couldn't beat him, right? You know, it's the big plays in the passing game that I think he's probably most worried about. It's Tannehill averaging so much yards per attempt than where he's ever been in his career. I think, you know, Tannehill's 0-6 coming into Foxborough. He's been outscored by 133 points in those six losses. I mean, what Bill's worried about, I think, the most is he's worried about stopping the big plays, getting the ball thrown over his head. If Henry runs for 100 yards on 25 carries, that ain't going to be why they lost the game. No running back wins playoff games. They contribute to winning, but they don't just say, okay, I'm going to put the team on my back. Here we go, fellas. You're going to kick six field goals if you run the ball. Hmm. You know, that ain't going to beat them. But what's going to beat them is Brown breaking a tackle and running for 80 yards. It's Corey Davis making a play that he shouldn't make. If Gilmore doesn't play the level that he didn't last week. I mean, last week, Parker beat him. It wasn't the run game. That's what worries you about this game is you got to keep Tannehill from making throws over your head. You got to pressure him. You got to make him play fast because when you know he's on third down, he doesn't play as fast as he does on first down.
All right, let me ask you a Cleveland Browns question since you know intimately from your own personal experiences. So the favorite right now, Josh McDaniels and Mike McCarthy to be the next head coach. I watched Jimmy Haslam's press conference yesterday. I'm sure you did because you've got still had that curiosity.
No, I've lived it. Jimmy Haslam.
I know you have. I know you
have to watch it.
I was amazed when he talked about analytics like it was something that had just surfaced in the game of football, and he started comparing it to keeping stock in his convenient gas stations across the country. I was shocked at this, and then I said to myself, that's why Paul DePodesta has so much power in that organization right now. Do you think there's any chance that Josh McDaniels is the favorite for that job? They're going to interview 15 different guys, and the ownership group, him and the Johnson guy, are apparently going to make the decision. 15 guys? How do you make a decision off of that?
You know, look, let's just put things in perspective first. The analytical guy told everybody that Carson Wentz was not a top 20 quarterback. He traded that pick. He then traded a pick that ended up being Deshaun Watson because he didn't think Deshaun Watson was a – the analytics says Deshaun Watson wasn't a great quarterback, which is fascinating because the Eagles, which have probably the biggest analytical department in the National Football League, traded for Wentz, who one analytic department said wasn't good enough, wasn't a top 20, and another analytic department thought it was good to trade away assets. So I don't know where that's going. I know you're in the information business. You need to collect data. You need to understand what people are doing. I think analytics alone isn't what's going to happen. I think if Josh goes into Cleveland, I mean, I know because I've been in a room. I thought we were going to hire Josh in 2013 for the 2014 season. He pulled out of the job. He didn't go there then. I think it's a better job then than it is now, but that's up to him. I think working with Jimmy Haslam, you better get everything in writing. You better get the T's crossed, the I's dotted, and you better make sure that his phone's disconnected because he listens to everybody.
I was amazed at the press conference. First of all, he said that he's going to hire the coach first. The coach is going to be part of the process with the general manager hiring, except that the ownership group and DePodesta are going to hire the general manager. And, oh, yeah, DePodesta is staying there. Baseball guy, by the way, Lou. Sorry.
Living in La Jolla.
Living in California.
What's wrong with that?
And all three of those guys are reporting directly to Haslam. There's no structure. There's no pyramid.
There is a structure. It is. It's a structure. It's like the United States. It's the government. The Senate controls the Republicans control the Senate. The House is by the Democrats. Oh. You have gridlock. That's what you have. That's what he wants. He wants gridlock.
All right, Mike.
He doesn't want a supreme commander. NFL, you better have one.
Do you think that you think Josh McDaniels leaves? And if so, what is the best opening out there right now?
I think Carolina is the best opening because I think David Tepper is going to have that conversation where he's really smart. If you talk to anybody of all the hedge fund people in the world, if you mention David Tepper's name, they hold it in reverence. He's really smart. I think he understands culture. He understands a long lens view. And because of that, I think it gives him an advantage over these guys who want to form a committee. Remember this. They've never dedicated a monument to a committee in Washington. Never.
Mike, you actually brought something. Okay, so it's funny because you think of some of these owners, and they're all successful in a previous business because that's how they were able to buy a team. So you think about the fact if you were to buy, like Dan Snyder, he has his team, made his money. I don't even know what he made his money in. But he constantly resets his team. If this was any other business, and then you had to tell your shareholders, yeah, hey, I got to reset. Sorry, I'm going to dilute your shares because we need to raise some more money, some more capital because I screwed up the last 8 times. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. These billionaires completely reset over and over. It's like they're playing with daddy's money, and they say, screw it, I'll start over again. If this was any other business, they'd be screwed.
Money. They're playing with Disney money. They're playing with Fox money. They're playing with TV. The product they put on the field guarantees their wealth. Do you think Mike Brown would hang on to Zach Taylor if it depended on his payroll meeting next month?
Yeah, I think that's it. If it was based on, I feel like they would make smarter decisions if they didn't have this ginormous net of network money.
But they do, and they still can't get it right. As Bill Walsh said in 1984, when there were only 28 teams, you're only competing against eight. And today, in 2020, you're only competing against eight teams. I know there's 12 in the playoffs, but in reality, you're only competing against eight.
All right, before we let you go, Mike, Patriots win or lose this game tomorrow night?
You know, I just think they're going to play well. I think they'll know what they're doing offensively. I think Bill will have a good plan defensively. I think Josh will have a really good plan offensively. Look, this Titan team lost at home to Houston. This is not the second coming of the 64 Packers.
I'm with you. So you the Patriots. I do, too.
I do.
I do, too. Mike, we'll talk to you next week, bud.
Thanks, Mike.
Guys.
Have a good one. See you later. Mike Lombardi.